One of the many mysteries in Parshas Bereishis is the story of Cain and Hevel, when it seems like they're very equal. They're both born, they each get a job, they both bring a carbon to Hashem. All of a sudden Hashem accepts Hevel's carbon, but not Cain's. And from then on, as we know, it all goes downhill. And the Mefarshim all struggle to figure out, what was it? What's the difference between Cain and Hevel that led to this tremendous divergence in terms of their ultimate destiny? Rav Shimshon Frel Hirsch has a homiletical interpretation where the pasuk starts, you start seeing the difference between them. Vayi Hevel roetzon v'kayin haya oveid adama. Hevel was a shepherd and Cain was a oveid adama. And he says you could already tell the difference in the way it expresses their occupation. Hevel was roetzon. What did he do? He did something. He kept an eye on the sheep and he raised the sheep, etc. But Cain was oveid adama. He said oveid is milashon avdus. I mean, Cain took his work, took his business, and made himself an eved, like there are people who make themselves an eved to their work. You know, he let his work take over his life instead of him putting his work in the proper perspective. He let his work take over his life. Hevel was a roi tzom, but he wasn't an eved to anything. He put his work in perspective. It had a place in his life. You have to, you know, you have to make an honest living. You have to make a parnasa. But he didn't let it take over his life. And maybe for that reason, you know, Hevel brought the best to Hashem because he understood that ultimately it's not about making money. It's not about having the, having the most sheep, etc. It's ultimately Hashem is more important. But Cain is the diak we see. He didn't bring kol chelav l'Hashem. Cain brought a mi pri adama. And Rashi says even the garua mi pri adama, once someone becomes an eved to his work, so we say, you know, even if Hashem's there, it's okay, you throw a little bone to Hashem, as it were, and you give him some of the refuse that you didn't really want anyway from your produce, but he lost his sense of priority in terms of what was more important in life, and from then on, it all went downhill. So we see, from the very beginning of the Parsha, Hashem told us, at least we're kicked out of Gan Eden, that you have to work, but the key is walking the fine line between working honestly and seriously, but not becoming an eved to your work, making sure you're the master of your work, and not that your work becomes a master of you.
How do you do that?